The Radio Buzz, the Top Talk Radio stories of the day. Clumps of oil up to 8 inches in size have reportedly reached the shore of the Florida Keys. It's yet to be determined if they're coming from the site of the blown-out well in the Gulf, though it seems likely to be the case.
Well, some of it's getting caught up in these loop currents, which take the water out of the Gulf of Mexico, sort of kind of swoop it north and then back down south and then around the Florida Strait and out to the Atlantic Ocean. So the ultimate fear is that oil slicks, not just tar balls, but oil slicks will make it past the Keys into the ocean and then to the Florida Atlantic coast, where not only is, as you mentioned, tourism a big deal, but also a lot of protected species are residing.
Fox's Eben Brown speaking this morning with WHBC Canton, Ohio. BP, in its latest attempt to fix the problem, has run a mile-long tube from the ocean floor and is now siphoning at least some of the crude into a tanker for collection. Also making some buzz today, four states holding primary elections: Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Arkansas. In Pennsylvania, a special election to fill the seat vacancy of the late Congressman John Murtha.
If Democrats lose this seat today, well, let me tell you, that should be the A1 front column, you know, the lead of every news story tomorrow, because it will demonstrate again that Democrats are in real trouble this November.
Primary turnout will drive that special election. That, according to Reed Wilson, editor of Hotline on Call, Washington's top political tip sheet. Pennsylvania is just one of the key states voting today. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.